Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
And we're staying with this story now. I'm joined by Emer Craig, who is a primary school teacher from Dublin, who's also living with metastatic breast cancer. And even though she has stage 4 breast cancer, she has not yet been vaccinated. So she contacted the Irish Cancer Society today because she wants to speak out about these 20 teachers and staff from St. Gerard's School who were vaccinated in the Beacon Private Hospital this week ahead of their place in the vaccination schedule. And Emer, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
Can I ask you firstly, how are you? I know it's not easy for your family to hear all this and for you to be coming on the National Airways talking about your diagnosis.
Yes, it is. It's very difficult. But we kind of felt we had no choice because obviously it's devastating news. I only received my secondary diagnosis at Halloween, so we're still coming to terms with it now. In health-wise, I'm doing well. I'm really well. I actually feel normal. I kind of forget that it's happened to me. So I'm in good health. I had treatment before Christmas. I had surgery and radiation, and I'm doing really well. But the way I feel it is now is make the best of every day and get on with things and enjoy the time while I'm well. And it's frustrating, this situation, that I am well and I actually have not seen most of my family, extended family, most of my close friends, since I received my secondary diagnosis at Halloween. So that's very difficult. That's making things very difficult because you want to get out and make the best of things. And not having a vaccine is the worry.
Mm. Sorry, can you just explain to me when you say your secondary diagnosis, what exactly you mean by that?
Yes, so I was diagnosed with breast cancer, early stage breast cancer in February 2018. And I had a year of treatment. And thankfully, the year's treatment was successful, that they were confident that it would not reoccur. And that, you know, I could put it behind me and move on with my life. So I returned to work as a primary school teacher in February 2019, which was great. And I was starting to put things behind me and build myself back up again. And then COVID hit, but I went back to school then. The schools reopened in September. But just kind of in September, October, I started to not feel well. And it was just a combination of lots of different things. And I wasn't feeling well. And I couldn't really put a finger on it. It was lots of different things that I ended up in hospital on Halloween weekend. And it turned out that the cancer had come back. And unfortunately, it has now come back and it was advanced. So in other words, once breast cancer has gone beyond the breast and the initial lymph nodes, it can't be cured. You know, it can be managed, it can be treated, but it can't be fully cured. So I will now be in the system for the rest of my life, dealing with this. You know, my hope is that I will get lucky and that I'll have regular hospital visits. And my hope is that I will get lucky and things will stay good for me. Luckily, I had a good response to the treatment before Christmas, that things are small and stable. And I'm hoping it will stay that way. But I have to have constant monitoring. So it's a huge stress. So you want to make the best and get out there and enjoy yourself. But I'm also so recently over radiotherapy and surgery, and because I had so much treatment before, I am immunosuppressed. So I do need the vaccine, but it's been a fight to get it. Now, I've had my oncology team are great.
Yeah, so you're in cohort 4 then, are you?
I'm in
the list
4, yes.
That should be getting the vaccine at the moment that's being rolled out at the moment. Then you wake up this morning and you see that 20 teachers in a private school in Wicklow have got the vaccine. What did you think of that?
Well, I was very angry because since last week I've had good news. I've had a bit of clarity that I will be getting my vaccine through my oncology team and to expect a call to go to City West Convention Centre because at least I know where I stand. But last week was very stressful for me because I didn't know if I was getting it through the GP and I've been to 2 hospitals and I was running around in circles and nobody could give me an answer and I was afraid that I'd fall through the cracks. So it was a huge amount of stress. And it was a huge amount of work just to try and establish who will be giving me the vaccine. I don't have a date yet, but it seems I will get it in the next few weeks, according to my oncologist, which is some good news.
Mm.
But I also, from an educational point of view, was very annoyed to hear this news last night, and my WhatsApp groups were hopping because even as a primary school teacher, leaving my cancer aside, I was very angry because I worked in special ed. I worked in special ed settings. I'm aware of the role of SNAs. And, you know, in my primary school where I work, we'd have classes of 30 children. So it outraged me that a private secondary school, in secondary school, they can social distance better than a primary school, would get it ahead of maybe the local national schools in that area, or perhaps the SNAs or the special ed teachers in that area. I think they should have been like that. It annoyed me from an education point of view, the inequality of it.
I know that as you say, you're trying to live life to the full yourself. You want to get out there, but obviously you have to be extremely careful getting out there until you've been vaccinated. And I believe you're also living with someone who's also being treated for cancer and still hasn't been vaccinated either, your father.
Yes. Well, I am living with someone going through chemotherapy and in a different hospital to me, but they're even like, you know, and I know of other people going through chemotherapy, and they are, they haven't been given a date yet for their vaccinations, and they're in active treatment. You know, I'm not in active treatment at the moment, so I think anyone who's in active chemotherapy should be even a priority. You know, so things have been done completely unfairly. It's some mess, and I'm very, you know, so it's a huge risk and it's a huge amount of strain. And even I know people with cystic fibrosis. I know of so many cases, and people haven't had any information. And I do think when you're a young person, you want to go out there and live your life. You know, it's not fair.
And do you have any understanding from a teacher's perspective, Eimear, as to what might have been going through the heads of the teachers who got this vaccine? I mean, we're getting a lot of texts in on this already, but some people questioning, did any of the teachers, for example, says this text, or did any of them realise this wasn't appropriate? Did any of them challenge this? Were any teachers offered this and declined? Now, we don't know the answers to any of those questions, but I just wonder from a teacher's perspective, would you have refused it if you were offered it as a teacher as opposed to somebody who's living with cancer?
Well, like, teachers are under huge stress, and absolutely, because there's, but in the situation of, you know, I can see in my own school and other schools I know, and I would be very involved in different teacher matters and committees. I know the issues in different primary schools. I mean, if you're talking, a lot of people have infant classes, an infant class with 30 children in it. That is huge strain on a teacher, and a teacher could be living with a high risk person. They would have to, you can understand why someone, if offered the vaccine, is given it, but in relation to that school, first of all, that's a secondary school, so therefore secondary school students are better able to social distance than junior and senior infants. They also, that school is one of the most exclusive in the country, so they have very small class sizes. So I really think those teachers, and I don't know, perhaps those teachers, you don't know their personal circumstances before we judge. They may have been living with high-risk people and they had to do it for the sake of, you know, if they were offered the vaccine. You know, it's very hard to give a sweeping statement. But they have a much easier role and a much less stressful role with regards to dealing with COVID-19 and managing COVID-19 in their classrooms. Okay. Than teachers I would know in primary schools.
All right. Well, Eimear, thank you so much for joining us this evening to talk us through your own situation, and the best of luck with getting that vaccine. Hopefully that comes through for you as is planned, I think, in the next week or so. That's Eimear Craig, a primary school teacher from Dublin who's living with breast cancer.